Continuing with Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. Continuing with chapter 29. The skeletons were wrapped in large sacks of strong paper and forwarded to Berlin, marked Urgent National Defense. I was relieved that they were finally out of my sight, for they had caused me many bitter hours, both while they were still alive and after their death. At the end of a week's time, the liquidation of the Leitzmannstadt ghetto had been completed. A cold autumn rain replaced the sun that had warmed the waning days of October. Fog and mist shrouded the KZ barracks. My past and future also dissolved, as in a sea of mist. The rain continued for several days, and the wet cold that penetrated to the bone made my bitterness all the more acute. Everywhere I went, everywhere I looked, I saw only electrified barbed wires to remind me how vain it was to hope. On the third day following the liquidation of the Leitzmannstadt ghetto, the head of the Sonderkommando brought in a woman and two children, drenched to the skin and shivering with the cold. They had escaped when the last convoy had been sent to its death. Guessing what was in store for them, they had hidden behind the piles of wood that were used for heating and that, for lack of a better place, were stored in the courtyard. Their convoy had disappeared, swallowed by the earth before their very eyes, and no one had ever returned. Numb with fear and cold, they had waited there for some miraculous turn of fate to deliver them. But nothing had happened. For 3 days they had hidden in the rain and cold, with nothing to eat, their rags scant protection against the elements. Till finally, the Sonderkommando chief had found them almost unconscious while making his rounds. Unable to help them in any way, he had taken them to the Oberschauerfuhrer. The woman, who was about 30, but who looked closer to 50, had gathered her waning forces and thrown herself at Musfeld's feet, begging him to spare her life and those of her 10 and 12-year-old children. She had worked for 5 years in a clothing factory in the ghetto, she said, making uniforms for the German army. She was still willing to work, to do anything, if only they would let her live. All this was quite useless. Here, there was no salvation. They had to die. Yet the KZ's past must also have had its effect on the Ober. He sent another man in his place to perform the murders.